Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
11 o'clock hour here on a Wednesday. Reminder, we hand things off to Vern for some Royals baseball at noon today. Royals played a doubleheader against the White Sox. A chance to get to 13-6 by the end of the day. That's the goal with two wins against Chicago. So that's coming up. That's why we're off the air at noon. Jay Binkley in studio for the next hour, the final hour of today's show. And then, of course, more and more draft coverage coming your way on Thursday night. It's a Thursday night special with Chris Sudocero, Jay Binkley. Next Thursday, we hope to see all of you out at the Landing in Liberty, first round of the NFL draft. That party brought to you by Hy-Vee, the official grocery partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. And we're going to be hanging out all night waiting for the Chiefs to pick at 32. Bink, what's going on, man?
What's going on, fella?
We'll get your mic. There we go.
We always guess wrong in the microphone. I don't know that we've gotten it right one time.
You would think all, I don't know, what do we have, eight mics, six mics in here would work, but they don't.
Mm-hmm. The way that the buttons are also situated are not very correct with how the mics are lined up.
We hear you, though. We're good, man. What's up?
Hey, we can't get more beef with engineering. We've already had beef with them before, and we need their help today.
That's true.
It's kind of like the toilets in the walls. They're kind of like off-centered, you know? Everything's just a little bit different, you know?
Look, what Binkley is describing is a thing that exists in our office. Uh-huh. The stalls don't line up. The toilet, the doors hit the toilet.
Yes.
The toilets are off center, so you're like, you're not really sitting in the middle of it.
What's the bigger problem? That the toilets were installed in the wrong spot, or that we need them to reset the door? Like, the doors were installed in the wrong spot.
Either way, we're just dealing with it, you know?
I don't know, man. They're both pretty bad.
Downstairs bathroom is the one to go to.
Only one sink worked for a long time. And now we don't have any soap.
But you're not in there for comfort. You're in there for business.
You're going downstairs 100% of the time now?
Yes.
The soap, they eventually put, like, at one point, someone put, like, a comically big jug of it. Like, borderline, like, this is unusably big. It was, like, 5 gallons worth of soap. You're like, what do you want me to do? Just dip my hands in the inside of this and wash them?
It's better than the alternative.
We're working on it, man.
Are you and Barbara going to be all right?
Yeah, we're just debating.
You guys, I saw there was we have a group chat, and I don't know how, if you guys ended up taking it away from the group chat, but there must have been 20 texts between you and Barbara this morning disagreeing about mock drafts. Yeah. We'll get to another mock draft in a second. But
I broke off a phone call to Sean. I was like, yeah, no one wants to hear this.
You guys good?
Yeah. Yo.
What was the disagreement?
We were disagreeing on his first round pick for the Chiefs.
And who is it?
Jordan Morgan.
The tackle.
The guard.
Isn't he played tackle, though, right?
He played tackle. But again, you're in a situation where a lot of guys are going to be moved to guard or they're going to be moved to right tackle. I just don't see the Chiefs drafting a guard in the first round. He's got short arms. It does not qualify for what Andy Reid has as a tackle, and especially in the blind side of Patrick Mahomes. It's not going to happen. Where do they think receivers are going to come from? Is the Magic Fairy going to deliver receivers? Last time I checked,
receivers don't grow on trees. Is that where we're going, Ned Yost, over here?
The last time I checked, the first the receiver, your best receiver's got a little issues right now.
He has some legal problems, Rishi Rice. So that would, but you know, the last time I'll say this, I hate panic drafting because they did that with Tyreek, and they reached for McColl. And McColl is not a bat. You know, the big difference is, McColl's not been a bad NFL player. He's just a very limited NFL player with limited upside. He's helped you. I mean, hell, he got the game-winning touchdown in the
Super
Bowl. It's not that he hasn't helped this team, but there was always limited upside because of the reach. I don't want them just taking a wide receiver at 32 just because they're desperate. I'm fine with them taking a wide receiver at 32. I just don't want them to do it because they're like, what about Rasheed?
You know, I'm with you 100% on that, and that's why I moved up in the latest mock. It's like, you don't... If you settle, I understand what you're saying with settling, but I felt that they've needed a receiver.
If you're going to mention your mock draft, it might as well be the mock draft sounder.
That just triggered the sounder.
That's right.
You're just saying the word mock.
That means the new mock draft is out from the Character Concerns crew. Chris Unocero, Jay Binkley have been doing a great job with it. Sounds like you were about to tell us what you did in your mock draft last night.
Well, because I'm with Cody. You don't just settle. And your Chiefs are picking at the end of the first round anyway. So this is a draft. You can get a quality receiver, a game-changing type of guy for your team. And I felt they needed a receiver going back to training camp.
Who'd you have him take?
A.D. Mitchell.
So you have him trading up. Because I think they have to trade up to get A.D. Mitchell.
I have him going to 23. I had the Cardinals trading the Vikings trading the Cards for their picks, the good quarterback. And then I have the Cards picking up pick 23. And then I have the Chiefs trading the Cards, which, by the way, are loaded. They have like 3 third-round picks as well, do the Cardinals. But I had the Chiefs jumping up because they were concerned about Buffalo. Because Buffalo is in a situation where they could move up, because A.D. Mitchell is probably a guy – you'd have to go way too far, I think, to get a Brian Thomas. That's actually my favorite. Now, if he for some reason slides and Bowers does, then you go to 17 and hope that Doug Peterson in Jacksonville trades with you. But I think 23 in the Cardinal, 23 or 27 could be a movable spot.
So a couple things there. One, we did our like wish list yesterday, and A.D. Mitchell was on mine, but I acknowledge that I think Buffalo would get him before. So I agree with you. If you want him, you probably have to trade up. You just mentioned trading up to 17, perhaps. Is that feasible?
Only if Brian Thomas or Bowers.
Is that how realistic is not just that Thomas falls to 17, but the Chiefs willing, and can they get all the way from 32 to 17 without really mortgaging the rest of the
draft?
I
mean, it would be tough. They moved up to get Trent McDuffie at the time. That was at 21, so they could do it. But I think 23 would be probably the furthest that they would move up.
Are you worried about, I don't know, Bink, maybe he is available at 32. Today on the Go Long podcast, Tyler Dunn, he said that league sources have told him they're worried about A.D. Mitchell's handling of diabetes. Yeah, well. I am not making that up.
This is the time.
Are you worried about his diabetes?
No.
Some other team purposely had them leak that out.
You know, people were real worried about Trey Smith's medicals as well, and he turned out okay. That's why I slipped all the way to the sixth round.
By the way,
was a first rounder, second rounder. I mean, that's where Trey Smith was, but he slid.
It wasn't specifically about him having diabetes. It was about his handling of diabetes. As in, they didn't think he handled it responsibly enough to handle his career responsibly enough.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
absolutely one of the most ludicrous ones I've heard in so long. It said he was a jerk in meetings when his blood sugar got low.
It's like Willie
Beeman. I'm just letting you know what the thing said today.
That's crazy.
Well, do you remember Willie Beeman was the comparison for Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah.
There was actually that. That did exist. I'm just saying, man.
Quarterback is wild.
This is the. I like Willie Beeman, man.
He's a gamer.
He is. And I totally like Willie Beeman, but this is the crazy season. This is where you hear weird things that come out or guys smoking bongs on the night of the draft. And, you know, this is a silly season. This is a silly season. But
are you doing that the night of the draft, too?
Huh? No. Oh. We'll be at the landing. Maybe nachos.
Okay.
Maybe nachos.
I don't know. The landing's in Liberty. I'm just saying, in Missouri. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's legal there.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to get legal wagering too soon.
Yeah, I tweeted out, for those of you, we can get to that maybe tomorrow, more on the show. I tweeted that out that the signature collection for sports wagering has met the signature allotment. So full steam ahead for try to get it on the ballot in November.
Let's get it. Let's get it. I'm tired of seeing the 435 loaded up on the Kansas side of Missouri plates.
It's crazy. Back to the draft, though, because you can go through the rest of your mock if you want it, but I think a discussion Cody and I were having earlier, I want to get your opinion on, it's more likely that if the first three picks they take, it's more likely that a wide receiver is in that than a tackle still. Like, I think they're drafting both, but more likely? There's no way they're going through three picks and not taking a wide receiver,
right? You can make the argument, and people will make the argument, well, the Chiefs do more with less, which is true because they only had one first-round pick as a starter on offense last year. That was Mahomes. Believe it or not, they didn't have any first-round picks, former first-round picks on the offensive line. Neither were they picked here or somewhere else close in the second round, but no first-rounders except for Mahomes. I would move up. Although I will say this, there is the possibility if they get like between 33 and 38, something like that, there's a lot of tradable partners there in the second round because it's essentially the same pick. Getting 32 they're not first-round graded players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're like second-rounders, sure. You know? Yeah.
But yeah. Actually are just second-rounders. They're 33 to 38.
Well, you guys know my feelings.
They're by definition.
But if Penix and Bo Nix are still sitting there, do I think a team could be quarterback? Because teams are quarterback hungry. Could they jump to 32 for the Chiefs?
I agree.
And offer, who knows, those guys need to be there because that'll give the Chiefs different alternatives because someone like Will Levis last year, but he was picked in the second round, left Kansas City, wasn't in the first round. But would teams want to jump up to 32 and get ahead of everybody for Friday night? And that's a real possibility.
Let the Bills jump ahead of you. Like, if they're worried about you jumping ahead, let the Bills worry about wide receiver desperation way that you aren't desperate. You're a back-to-back Super Bowl champion. You still had one of the league's better offenses. You beat the Bills again. Like, if they're going to go and take their wide receiver, fine. Because I still think the Bills have had a lot of envy. Because, like, you go back, they play that clip all the time of when they jumped ahead and got Trent McDuffie. And it just devastated them. I think they've already buried the Bills in the sense that it's going to be a massive just mental hurdle to get past the Chiefs ever for that team.
Or that tweet they sent out on the draft night of Mahomes. Pleasure doing business with you, Chiefs.
Oh, man. They should delete that.
They haven't deleted it. It's still sitting out there. I'm like, what the hell are you guys doing, man?
I know it's easier for them because at least they got quarterback right later. Similar to that is like because John Ross was taken by the Bengals right ahead of that, too.
But it's nobody's like, on that team that was part of that trade. Nobody.
No, they just got rid of the last one last year, right?
Yeah, Tre'Davious White was the last one.
Tre'Davious White. That was
the one they got at 27, actually.
That's a good pick. Tre'Davious White was a good pick.
But I know it's funny because nobody's on that team.
If they don't trade up in your scenario and A.D. Mitchell goes off the board early, or at 32, give me two names where you're kind of at where, all right, you think, A, they're going to be available there realistically.
Sure. But who you want?
And B, like, hey, no, this is the guy they got to take.
And you got to think of different guys. Like Ladd McConkey, how much different is he than Rashee Rice? As far as, you know, yards after catch, getting ball. I mean, is he that much different? Is it a different skill set than what you already have? I like Xavier Leggett. Out at the South Carolina.
Me and you, Bink. Same page.
I like him a lot. I like the speed. I like the physicality. He's just different than what they have. But the Xavier Leggett, I do like Ladd McConkey, but I think he's more of a second-round pick. But he's been moving himself up to the first. Tez Walker was the guy I really liked in the first round, except the drops he had at the Senior Bowl. He had a lot of drops, but he's the long strider. I mean, he might be the biggest deep threat, even though he's 4.36, not as fast as some of the others. But separation. And he's a long strider, and he gets down there. But I like him as well.
So you want
Xavier Leggett would probably be my pick.
The two guys on the top of the – I have no issue with any of the names you mentioned. Yesterday, though, we talked about the tackles. And I just – for a couple of years, I've been wanting to take a tackle in the first round. I want some stability at left tackle. How real, like Tyler Guyton's someone that maybe he's there in the second round.
Yeah.
And then the kid out of BYU.
Kingsley.
Suamataia.
Those are the two that
I'm
would
practicing
be
that name just in case they take him.
We'll be ready.
He's a pure left tackle, but he was at BYU in the Big 12 last year. And who's going to help this team more this year? Because 2 years ago, they didn't necessarily draft for necessity. They drafted for need. That's when the five defensive backs played in the Super Bowl against the Eagles. Your leading rusher was Isaiah Pacheco, seventh rounder. But they needed those guys like Josh Williams, Jalen Watson. They were all part of what the Chiefs were on that Super Bowl run with the interceptions by Watson in the postseason. And they were part of it. Like, who helps you more this year? And last year was more of a draft for luxury. Like, the Chiefs didn't exactly. But this year I do see need for the receiver, especially a wide receiver. Because, you know, they weren't real hot and heavy in the free agent market, although they bring in Hollywood Brown. But it's more of a draft for need in the first round. A receiver, I believe, helps this team a lot more this year than a tackle this year.
As long as you're, and it sounds like you are, as long as you're confident that either Wanya Morris is good enough to win the job and be your left tackle, or you're just going to run it back and you're going to bring another veteran Donovan Smith type in and, hey, we'll just do the spot start thing for one more year.
Like, I think it'll be both. Could be both of them back again. Well, obviously, yeah. Wanya's going to be here. And Reed had some interesting things to say about Wanya Morris. About, you know, but year two is much different. Year two, mm-hmm. guys start seeing things a little bit differently. He did get those four games that he played in last year. And I can't put a lot on him. I know he gave up a sack right away, but he came in cold. Like, you got to get acclimated to what you're doing. So I like Wanya for the future. Donovan Smith, still a guy, even though the injury concerns, they could still, you know, pencil in there just to have two left tackles at that point that you trust. It could be that situation.
This is where I would disagree with you. You said, who is more likely to help the Chiefs this year, wide receiver or left tackle? If they take a left tackle in the first round, I am 99.9% sure he's starting. Like, he's starting somewhere on the offensive line. I thought we just spent the last decade talking about how Andy doesn't use young wide receivers. Are we 100% sure that guy wouldn't be like the fifth option behind Justin Watson?
I mean, do you trust
even if
rookie?
He was taken in the first round?
You trust a rookie to be blindside of Mahomes? That's the thing. Do you really trust the
I don't
guy?
Oh man, I'm trusting Donovan Smith. I mean, it's not like he was out here just being some like absolute workhorse, unstoppable monster. He was fine.
Yeah, but the guy, you know, the guy blocked for Donovan's different. He's with Tom Brady, with Patrick Mahomes. He's a veteran, and Andy, it's just like the backup quarterback. He likes that veteran presence. You don't have to be great, but just the guy that can come in for, hey, lead that 98-yard drive like Chad Henne did a couple years ago.
Hey, I don't care. It can be a rookie. At some point, they won't be a rookie. You know, like, I get it. Like,
hey,
it's
you're
like,
middle of your, you're going for a
otherwise,
three-peat.
You're never drafting a left tackle if you don't want him to be, or you just take him in the third round and pray that you're the one team
but
who gets it right in the third or the fourth round.
Some of these edge rushers, I don't think
if the rest of the offensive line is as good as it is, yes. If it was just like an average offensive line at other positions, fine. But they have the league's best left guard, the league's best center, a top five right guard, and I would say at least a league average right tackle. Maybe top 10, but at least league average at that position. That's when I'm like, I'll take the risk that they can protect him. Maybe more of the help goes there, all these other things. But because of how good the rest of their offensive line is, that's where I can excuse the, like, oh, it's a rookie left tackle guarding him. I understand it in that scenario.
I mean, it's just the receivers, though. Because what's the situation with Rice? How many games is he going to miss? I mean,
yeah,
this year
is going to
be the following year. And if he's gone, and we'll say Hollywood Brown, who has missed 8 games the last 2 years, is somewhat hurt, you're going out to a game with Justin Watson and Sky Moore. And, I mean, come on.
Little breaking news in the NBA, not related to, obviously, what we're talking about with the Chiefs. The NBA has officially suspended Jontay Porter. He's been banned from the NBA for life for violating the league's gaming rules.
Wow.
I don't know if it's life. They just said he's been banned from the league. They're claiming that there's evidence to support the idea that those bets that were placed on his unders are in some way connected to him. The findings are based on information available to the league investigators at the time. The league's investigation remains open. They may share further details as it goes on, but at least for the interim, they have banned Jontay Porter from the NBA.
Yeah, here's the
former Missouri Tiger.
Specific details. The league's found that prior to the Toronto Raptors' March 20th game, Porter disclosed confidential information about his own health to an individual he knew was an NBA bettor. Another individual with whom Porter associated and knew to be an NBA bettor then placed an $80,000 parlay prop with an online sportsbook to win $1.1 million, wagering that Porter would underperform. The league's investigation also found that Porter limited his own game participation to influence the outcome of one or more bets on his performance in at least one Raptors game. In the March 20th game, he played only 3 minutes, claiming that he felt ill. Due to the unusual betting activity and actions of the player, the $80,000 prop bet was frozen and was never paid out. That's how this all got caught. But yesterday we mentioned, we were waiting to find out, did this part this is the part that actually mattered. Not that he legally bet millions of dollars on other sports in Colorado, but this right here, we were waiting to find out, and the NBA investigation found out he did what it sure looked like he did, which was had somebody with inside information betting on him not to play, basically, in a basketball game. And based on this, it sounds like the person never actually got the money.
Didn't
on that.
Even get the benefit of the inside information. Also, just like the stupidity gold of, what'd you think? Nobody was going to notice an $80,000 bet to win $1.2 million on a Jontay Porter parlay under? Like, that is the most obvious fraudulent bet of all time.
Well, credit these...
It's way too much money for that.
Credit these gambling sources for red flagging stuff. I mean, they're the ones that, you know, notice these things. They watch these things. People watch these things a lot.
Yeah, I get the concern that's out there. I've said time and time again, I'm not saying that it prevents everything, but this notion of, like, what drives me crazy, though, a little bit sometimes, would be like, since legalized sports betting happened, this is going to happen more. I would argue that if legalized sports betting didn't happen, we never would have known about the Jontay Porter situation. It got flagged because of a legal sports book. Whoever this other guy was working with Jontay Porter made a bet, and that was a red flag because nobody's normally betting $80,000 on an under for Jontay Porter at a random basketball game. So no, I'm with you on
that. It's going to be the non-stars. A lot of times it can be non-stars, you know, role players, chance to make some money. I mean, you got to worry about it. College football, we've seen it happen, you know, before obviously gambling was legal, but you got to watch that stuff. But these casinos watch everything. I'll be honest with you, even the local casinos. I've done stuff like with chips and stuff like on roulette, and I've asked for the replay. I said, can you, and they've done it.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, the tables,
But you just ask, I mean, because they watch everything. I mean, everything is on camera, everything's there, but I've, you know, asked for the replay a couple times. I say, can we do the replay? Because I'm pretty sure I was right with the chips. And they'll go right to
you. Were you right?
I threw out the eye. I threw out the flag. I threw out the challenge flag, you know?
The challenge flag. It's still a huge deal anytime a player gets banished from their sport. I mean, that has happened so few times in any sport. It's a big deal when it happens. God, Jonte, what were you thinking?
It is, in fact, a life. It is a full lifetime ban.
Well, yeah, based on the details, if they determine that he worked with somebody else that was a known NBA bettor and disclosed confidential information, I mean, that's game over at that point. I mean, game over once that's determined.
Easiest person to send the message to the rest of the league, too. He's a part-time player who's barely on the court. He was on a two-way contract. And you get to bury someone and be like, if you ever try this, you now know the result of this is lifetime ban from this sport for doing that thing. Like, you didn't have to do it to your all-time hits leader like baseball did with Pete Rose. It's a lot easier in this case. But, yeah, Jontay Porter, banned for life for gambling. I don't know what the hell he's going to do now. His brother, Michael Porter Jr., is a pretty good NBA player now.
In the playoffs,
And so, you know, they got a whole nother thing going on there. But that's a big deal. Yeah, Jontay Porter. Tigers, man. Drew's wearing his Tigers t-shirt today. And then Jontay Porter gets a lifetime ban. It's really his fault when we think about it, Gold.
Drew switching?
Yeah, that's what I said. When he walked in, we can talk about this for a second. Right when he walked in wearing a Missouri Tigers shirt, I said, oh, wow, you're already giving up on your Wildcats. Remember, Drew adopted the Kansas. Well, you didn't say it,
but he just supports all colleges.
Well, they played last year. This is a big game for the Tigers to beat the Wildcats.
Drew chose Kansas State. I remember on the show, we had an official declaration of his fandom.
He declared.
And today, he's walking in with a Missouri Tigers shirt. Not about you, Wildcat fans listening. If you're a Wildcat fan, you're not wearing a Missouri Tigers shirt.
No.
But he wears all college gear.
You can't be wearing your rival of the team you claim to support.
But he wears all college gear.
But
I've seen him in Wisconsin. I've seen him in Florida schools.
He's never
Ohio schools.
Stuff.
New York schools.
Right. You can root for. You can't be. If you're claiming to be a fan of a certain team, you can't wear their rivals gear, though. He can wear Wisconsin gear and wear Michigan gear.
He can wear everybody else's gear, just not. But isn't Kansas their rival? K-State's rival is not Missouri.
I was going to say, I
they're non-rivals, in my opinion. K-State's rival is Kansas. But they're not.
If you claim to support one of the three locals, you can't also be wearing gear of the other local.
That's tough. This market makes it interesting because they're not, I don't think they're as direct rivals, but it is like, usually in this, you're just like, it's the three locals, so you got to choose your local, which is the point behind making it.
Texline says, as a K-State fan, cannot wear Mizzou or KU.
Dang.
Okay. Drew, we officially kick you out of the club from 7-5. I don't know if that's a Wildcat fan.
You're out.
So you better go all in with Missouri now.
So that means next year I'm Missouri then.
Luther Burton, baby.
Oh, you're going to hop on the bandwagon where they have a chance to have
He might have the best player in the draft next year.
That and of the three locals, they have the best uniform set.
Wow.
For being honest.
Tiger Drew.
So you wait, which part you think, you think their uniform, just like the football uniform is the best?
The uniform combo set. If we're talking basketball,
basketball is a circus font.
K-State is
the lavender for K-State.
Yeah, lavender is a good look.
Easily has the best jerseys.
So which one is it, man? Again, we're still not making up our mind on which team are you? You have, right now, declare again. Final opportunity.
I saw Shakespeare's Pizza back there, by the way.
Shakespeare's Pizza is good stuff. I hate to say it, but it is. Shout out Columbia, Missouri.
You're drinking Longboat Lager.
He threw away the varsity donuts. It's like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I've been to CJ's Wings or whatever it's called in Columbia before. Been many, many years.
I haven't been to Columbia. Columbia yet. So I guess
we'll be there this year, I'm sure.
Pizza,
right when they're undefeated and 8-0 to start the season, heading towards college football playoff. You'll be on that bandwagon
good
now.
Good time.
All right, coming up next, we'll get to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. I do want to get Bing's thoughts on the trash of the day. We didn't have time to get there, but I do want to ask him about that. And are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chiefs Kingdom. This is Mitch Holtis, and welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour on Cody and Gold. Every day at 11:30 on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Chiefs Red Half Hour, until we hand things off to Vern, is on deck show as the Royals got a doubleheader today against the Chicago White Sox. Brady Singer gets things going as obviously he was slated to start last night. Rain in the Chicago area, but appears to be good to go throughout the day in Chicago on the south side, and the Royals have a chance to get to 13-6 by the end of the day if they complete the sweep of the White Sox and get to what would be, 7-0 if they win both today. 7-0 against the White Sox.
Just against them. Doesn't matter.
Then they don't play them again until, July or August or something.
July, I think. Crazy. But yeah. Who cares? I mean, I'd hope they'd play them every single... what would the Royals... Honest to God. If the Royals only played the White Sox this year, 162 games, what would the Royals' record be at the end of the year? 110 wins?
13 of the wins are going to be against the White Sox.
110, 120 wins? I'm not even kidding. They might be the number one seed in the American League if they only played the White Sox this year.
What they used to play?
110 and 52.
18 or 19 games a year. They switched it to 13 games, but it used to be 18 or 19. So
yeah.
It would have been 19-0. It's going to be 13-0 this year against them.
It's too bad they shifted it, huh?
You bet in the
tough
day,
time. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
You bet in the day?
I don't have current. I do not have a current bet in. No,
I had a bet on the Royals today, but I'm running it back. I'm going to come back on Vern's pregame show, and I'm going to give the identical bet I liked yesterday. How about that?
I heard you last week talking about Vinny. You nailed that one.
Yeah, him taking a walk.
It's 1.5. What was total bases?
Yeah.
Right away, you had that. I had Salvador Perez 2 hits last week. He gets that double, and then he gets pulled from the game. I'm like,
oh,
damn it, man.
Oh yeah.
Now, what would you do in that situation? Because some books will pull that.
If guy gets injured. That's part of the risk of any bet.
Once the game starts, if he's in the lineup or whatever, yeah.
That's what I was screwed anyway. So I took the ill. Didn't start off that way though.
That's fine. It happens to the best of us. Bink, as far as the draft goes, let's take away wide receiver and offensive tackle for just a little bit. Is there any part of you that is interested in corner in the first two rounds? I see it mocked. Look, it was Wiggins in one draft. It was, I think, in Dane Brugler's most recent one, it was the second round. pick on corner. Do they actually need to spend a premium pick? I consider premium picks anywhere in the first three rounds for this team. Do they actually need to spend a premium pick at that position?
No. I mean, you look at Snead and how good he was. It was a fourth-round pick. I mean, the Chiefs do a lot of damage in the mid-rounds. I mean, if they go there and there happens to be a quality corner sitting there, they are picking at the very end of the second round, but they garner that extra second-round pick. I mean, you can't always have enough good defensive backs. I mean, Steve Spagnuolo and what he does with these defensive backs is unbelievable. So wouldn't hate it. Would hate it in the first round, but not in the second round.
Got more of that Porter stuff coming out. He bet on the Raptors to lose, Gold, you said in the break?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Yeah, he had a three-leg parlay, and it lost, by the
way. He doesn't even play enough to impact their losing. He just hated his team that much?
Mink, you're showing your texture on video, buddy, just so you know. Oh, so yeah. Be careful about that. Just be careful.
No, I'm just saying, there's breaking news with the Chiefs.
Oh, well, I don't know if our listeners give a damn about that news.
The PR guy for the Chiefs, he's gone. The Chiefs front office has finally been stolen from. Chiefs PR guy is now the PR guy for the Bears.
It's a big deal when Adam Schefter puts it out, you know?
All right, we're all over the place. Let's get let's narrow in on something in particular. How about we talk a little bit more about the draft, as Cody was asking you with the cornerbacks and some of the options that exist there. Is there another position outside a wide receiver, corner, or tackle that you could see them taking in the first two rounds?
Well, defensive line is something they've actually spent some time on. They brought in Tavondre Sweat from the University of Texas for one of his top 30 visits. Not that it'll always mean anything, but they did bring him in, check him out.
He had a little bit of trouble, didn't he?
He did. It was a little driving issue. But it's
DUI. Oh, yeah, he's got a party issue. That's what it was. The rumor was he was having to tell teams that's behind him and he's not a college partier anymore, and then he got a DWI, right?
Yeah, but you can work around that.
God, I mean, NFL teams, they just don't care. Look, Bink's not wrong. Like, the way Bink is having, like, the nonchalant reaction to it is probably how most teams think. But we also know that Andy has called people before, like, he's talked to Travis and be like, don't be a knucklehead. Mm-hmm. I assume the converse, it wouldn't prevent them from drafting them. But things like that, Bink, will push someone down a draft board for real. Like, for Sweat's end, him having a reputation as being a little too much of a partier and then getting a DWI after telling teams, I don't party anymore, that would be troubling to me, that he's not taking care of this the way that he had claimed to us that he was.
Unless he wasn't partying, he was just, you know, out for a few drinks with some friends.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know if it really matters. I mean, if you got a DUI, you got a DUI or whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And eventually you hit the point in the NFL where, like, you have resources to not do those things, so it becomes even more embarrassing versus college. But still, you know what's at stake for you.
Call,
like,
Uber.
Specifically, Binkley, specifically for, like, I'll be honest, specifically for a 60 or 90 day stretch, when you know the only thing that's going to matter right now for you is what teams think about you and where they're going to draft you.
All that money.
Is mind your business.
That's right.
For 60 damn days.
Keep a low profile and mind your own business. A tight end, Alex, is one thing that I'd be interested in. It's not a real deep one. Like, last year was so much deeper at tight end. Now, Jatavion Sanders will still be out there in the second round. I don't think they can go out and get that Kelsey replacement, though, when you're thinking about, you know.
That was last year.
Yeah, it was last year with, like, Dalton Kincaid, somebody like that. I mean, Brock Bowers, I think, would be the perfect fit. They have 100% perfect fit. It's not going to happen, but that would be – that's the guy you would get in the first round.
We were looking at the numbers yesterday because it was Warren Sharp or Shiel Kapadia, I'm sorry.
Shiel Kapadia.
Who put out the numbers that, like, you look at these tight ends that have been drafted. Sam LaPorta is probably the exception because last year he was great, right, in his rookie year. Other than that, there's not a great track record of first round tight ends, right, that end up panning out in turning out to be studs.
Irv Smith was supposed to be a,
you know, like,
stud.
LaPorta,
zero all pros and won 1,000 yard season the last, like, 15 years of first round tight ends.
LaPorta last year was great. And then Kyle Pitts, I still think the jury's still out. I know everybody thinks he's still going to be a great player.
Should be better than Irv Smith. Yeah. Like I said, the Chiefs have now was big time. People looked at him as a great pass catcher in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, again, like, why can't it be in the later rounds? Is there just no depth at tight end? Because the best tight ends are found somewhere between the second and the fifth. I'll just be honest with you.
I like a later round.
That seems
Gene
to be
Bell.
Where you find the talent at that position.
Yeah, I like Gene Bell in the fifth round, Florida State. I like him a lot. He's a little bit undersized at 6'2", but I like him. Could play H-back, play that tight end, play a lot of different roles.
Scenario Cody brought up yesterday, and we had kind of bounced around the idea of this as we were discussing potential extensions, right? Nick Bolton said the other day, you know, he's been in the Kansas City area for, what, like 8 years now, going back to his college days as well, and so he would like to stay here, and I think he's going to get an extension this offseason. I think Creed Humphrey also does, but we mentioned Trey Smith. Is there a scenario where they draft a guard and we find out there's actually a trade involving Trey Smith, or do you think they wouldn't do that during this run?
I mean, they could. I know that how much they value him, but they, again, given second contracts to that many people, and you started it this year with Chris Jones, it's just really not something they typically do, and they move on. Mm-hmm. And I know Tranquil got his second one with the Chiefs, but he only had a one-year contract last year. And they brought guys back before, like Jerick McKinnon's got two extra contracts from the Chiefs, just sitting and waiting around. But it'd be a lot more expensive, obviously, with Creed, with Trey Smith, and some, you know, going a different direction. I don't think they give Rice, even, you know, because I think they'll use receivers for their initial rookie contract and then move on to another receiver, because that's kind of what NFL teams are doing.
Now, was that your take before the, or do you think that's just the with Rice in the second contract because of what's going on?
Same thing.
Okay. I think unless they're a 1,400 or 1,500-yard guy, it's not crazy to walk on the 1,000-yard guy.
Because they outprice themselves. They just outprice themselves, and you're paying a ridiculous amount of money for them.
But is this where the market's always going to be? I guess if we're every year discussing how great the wide receiver class is, and it seems like, hey, if you're one of the, you know, before, if you were one of the most athletic high school players, you might have played running back, and now you're playing wide receiver, you're like an edge rusher. Like, those are the two of the most athletic people on the field now.
They switch positions.
Right. And so if we're going to feel like every year we're getting these deep wide receiver classes, eventually doesn't that impact the market in the NFL? I'm not saying they're still not going to get paid a good chunk of money.
But at some point, they stop getting paid that amount when there's just too many good ones.
I think we saw a little bit of this last two years. Well, 2 years ago was a little bit different with Devontae and Tyreek Hill when that market went out.
But all the free agents didn't get anything.
But like last year, I mean, I know Calvin Ridley got money and things like that, but a lot of teams kind of backed off and they're looking for this draft to get that guy.
Yeah, I mean, even like Hollywood Brown did not get that much money. Calvin Ridley got a pretty good paycheck, but nobody else got paid significant dollars over the last couple of years. Remember what we thought Juju Smith-Schuster was going to get in the open market versus what he got?
I think Hollywood Brown will get paid after this year because he's going to put up numbers here.
How many numbers?
He's going to put up nice numbers.
Cody said 800 yards he would lock in right now. And I know it's not all about yardage, right? It's about touchdowns and, you know, how impactful is he in the offense. But would you lock in 800 yards right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Free Binkley gets it. 800's a good number. Someone earlier told me that's not good production. I said that there were two teams in the entire NFL last year,
17 games,
who had three players on their roster that all got more than 800 yards. Just two. That's it.
I said I wouldn't lock it in. I don't hate it. I would. I am greedy. I think he can be a 900 yard receiver.
He's going to be used a lot. 100%. Yeah, Hollywood Brown's going to be used a ton.
Like 900 yards, seven touchdowns. I'm serious. Like, I think you have a great year, and he's going to get a huge deal in the offseason, not probably from Kansas City.
Especially if, you know, Rice has to miss games or something. You're looking at Hollywood. And not only that, having Travis Kelce out there, too, takes attention off of him and stuff, and he's, you know, a downfield burner. So, yeah, I like Hollywood this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still locking 800. Bink, we brought you in specifically for this. We had joked, we did a round of this slightly earlier when it was rumored Travis Kelce might be the host of a reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Official yesterday, Travis Kelce will be the host of the reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So our guy Drew has prepared some more questions
but
for us. Haven't
like
you? Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, I believe, is what it is. But yes.
They're still going to do elementary school questions, though.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. All right, Bink, you ready?
God, the kid singing is so grindy.
Yes, I'm ready to fail.
And you can ask either Alex or I to help you.
Okay.
You get exactly two lifelines, me or Alex.
All right.
All right, Bink, we're going to start off. Question one.
You're getting my math one.
Don't ask me, Bink.
Cody is.
What four presidents are carved into Mount Rushmore?
Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and Roosevelt.
Yes.
Have you been there?
Whoa,
have you
been there?
In general, though? Just a random side question.
I would love to go up there.
Yeah, I've never been up there.
Oh, we see Mahomes, Watson.
question number two. A grouping of lines within a poem is called what?
Let's see. A group of lines. It's a, what do they call it?
A group
haiku?
Of lines
haiku?
Within
No, that's like a certain kind. I think maybe a stanza.
Yes, Cody is correct. A stanza.
Should have called for help on that one.
I should have.
All right, next question. Peanuts are not nuts. They are blank.
I got you here, Bink, if you need it. Gold might have you, too. I don't know.
Okay.
Peanuts are not nuts.
I'm going to go Cody here. I'm thinking legumes, but
I
don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Bink, you didn't eat my house. You're good, like you.
Didn't they Bert and Cody there?
Wow.
No, you didn't use me. You said, I think I'm going to, and then gave the answer. You're square.
All right. Identify the number in the hundreds place. 339,256. What number?
I need to see it. I need to see it. I got almost a type.
What was the number again?
339,256.
Cody?
I guess the two.
You going to go with him?
I'm going with Cody because I've seen his Wonderly.
That is correct.
The two.
The two. All right. You guys are 4 for 4.
Nice, Cody.
All right, and the final one that I got for you. Which country gifted the United States the Statue of Liberty?
France.
Yes.
There you go, Bank.
That might have been the easiest question of the bunch.
Well, you know, they come in different grades.
That might have been the easiest question of the bunch. Good work, Bank.
Well done.
Yeah, when is that show supposed to start? Do we know?
Are you smarter 10 episodes, than a celebrity? But I don't know. Or 20 episodes, maybe?
I'll be like, it's cool because Kelsey's on there. You guys know the track record of these, though. Usually they're terrible.
The reboots have a varied success rate.
Yeah.
Are You Smarter Than Fifth Grader has actually been rebooted before. And it
with
did
Foxworthy,
not go well.
Right? That was the
no. Foxworthy was the original. There was a reboot in between that time, and it did not go well. That's how little you know about it. Yeah. I can't.
Supposedly, he's already filmed like 20 episodes or something.
Yeah, it said. It said they ordered 20.
He already filmed 20.
He said he's already done
like
20.
It might take you 2 days.
Where is this? Knock out a bunch. Prime? But is that where you can watch
Amazon? Yeah,
Amazon Prime. I don't know when it comes out yet. I haven't seen it.
I'll check out a few.
Oh, John Cena did the reboot.
Oh my goodness. Really?
I don't remember seeing a single episode.
They're just usually not good. That's all.
John Cena happy for Travis. Hosting Are You Smarter Than Fifth Grade? You wouldn't think John Cena for that. I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an actor.
I know he's a celebrity, but I don't think, you know, John Cena and that.
Do they tend to go, like, should Travis Kelce feel insulted? It seems based on the history of Are You Smarter Than Fifth Grade, they go with, like, oh, I'm the goofy country guy. I must not know anything. And then Cena always had kind of the reputation of like, oh, big goofy, oafy dude. And then they went, Kelce feels like they're kind of
but
trying
to lump
him in.
He's not the one that's answering the questions.
That's true.
He's hosting it, right? I mean, he's got other celebrities on.
Presumably.
Maybe eventually one day he can get, I don't think he's getting Patrick Mahomes on the show, but, you know, can he get somebody else on?
Why not? Why can't he get Pat?
I don't know. Is Patrick Mahomes doing that?
Is he going to get Taylor Swift
for
on
his
the
guy?
Show?
I mean, I don't know.
He hasn't even gotten Taylor Swift on his. I think Taylor Swift's got to go on his podcast first before he even tempts fate to try to get her on Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Probably wants to keep that separate. Like, I bet you she doesn't go on the podcast until maybe they get married.
And
or
he doesn't
something.
Go on the stage and sing Karma.
Right.
Yeah. Same vibe.
He's walked out on stage with her, though. That's happened, I think.
Okay, well then, I mean, she's been on the field, but he's not performing, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between I'm physically near you while you're doing your job, and I'm doing your job with you. And I get, like, obviously she can't just, like, go out there and try to catch a touchdown pass, so that one's out. But the media end of things would seem like it would be a pretty good case.
Yes, a lot of John Cena jokes on the text line. No wonder what nobody could see it. Thank you for that. Appreciate that. Thank you, text line. Yeah, problem is you can't see him on the show.
John Cena was on a reboot of that Wipeout show too. God, he just is like defunct game show to game show.
Yeah. At least this one's on Prime because just being on like ABC summertime reality show, like that's where they just put the junk and the crap nobody watches.
Is it Ryan Seacrest taking over Pat Sajak?
Yeah, I think so.
He's got 30 different gigs, sure. Ryan Seacrest hosted everything.
He's taking over Pat Sajak.
He does everything.
And Vanna's coming back, right?
I think she is.
Didn't she sue or something?
I think she's coming back, though.
She was very upset.
Yeah, she wasn't happy about the...
I don't know if she sued, but she was very...
She was getting or something along those lines.
There's
she wanted the job?
She was underpaid. She felt she was underpaid.
I think that was it,
That's probably
we all think we're underpaid, but like... I can remember...
You she hear said, that, Odyssey? Did you hear what he just said about you? I would never. I love this company.
Everybody thinks underpaid. Vanna White claims the rumors about her Wheel of Fortune salary dispute were blown out of proportion. She reportedly wanted a bump in cash once she signed on to stay as the game show's iconic letter turner alongside new host Ryan Seacrest.
Easiest job in showbiz to price? Is there an easier job in all of show business
than pushing
for what you're what paid does. Than being Vanna White?
She doesn't even turn letters.
You just touch. And by the way, does touching actually do something?
I don't think so.
Or is it just someone behind the thing? Waiting. Like if she missed a touch, would someone notice?
I'm always impressed that Pat Sajak said, "Yes, there's three eyes." Like real quick, he didn't even think about it.
Someone just talked.
Yes, we have three eyes.
Someone has to be saying something in his ear.
The whole rumor for them for a while is they used to get like blitzed. In between shooting, they'd be like done with three episodes, and then him and Vanna get hammered drunk and have to come back and knock out some more episodes.
Well, good for them, I guess.
You can do some day drinking today. The show ends at noon.
We are. Real quick, Bink, before we hand things off to Vern, I'm sure Vern will love this lead-in to his on-deck show.
Of course
we didn't get to trash of the day. And I want to
don't play the sound. It takes up too much time.
Yeah, let's just get right into it. This has to do with a man that was trying to rob a bank. We know this is a story we bring up a lot with Chiefsaholic. Mm-hmm. This happened in Ohio, and Cody's our bank robbery expert, having been a bank teller, and he advised people how to rob banks at one point on our show. but this is from Sandusky, Ohio, okay? They need to change that city name. A 20-year-old Venezuelan man allegedly tried to rob an Ohio bank using a translator app. So like, so Google Translate on the phone. You know, you can type in anything and it'll say it'll have audio. He reportedly showed bank tellers his phone, which read through translation software, quote, "Get the money, put the money in the bag." The tellers refused to give him any money.
That's against the rules.
Prompting him to leave the premises. Officers reportedly later arrested him for attempted robbery. He told police he recently lost his job, but denied trying to rob the bank.
It was a joke. It was all
tried
a big
to
funny
rob the bank using Google Translate. And it did not work.
Probably not going to be successful.
No.
Less jail time, though, because no weapon.
Fair. I don't know how much less, but yes.
But less. That's the point.
Bink, thanks for coming to Sudo, man. Busy thanks, week ahead. You're on Thursday night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night, 6 to 9.
Okay, draft special. Yeah. Then we'll see you next Thursday and everybody at the Landing in Liberty for our big draft party presented.
And we'll have draft coverage all night because the Royals, they play those afternoon games on Thursday and Friday.
Beautiful.
There you go.
It's in Detroit.
Verne's On Deck Show gets you set for the Royals next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.